Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, we have the GOAT, the legend, Brad, with us. Also, the first lady of Movie Torture, bringing it every single episode, Hannah. You have the goth father of podcasting, myself, Jacob. And with us in the chat, as always, is our favorite, MTD. Now join us as we have the honor, the privilege, the obligation to review and watch Explorers. What's up, everybody?
Hello. Jacob, I have to say, my favorite name for you ever is the Podfather Jacob, and I never hear you call yourself that anymore.
The Podfather? I should go back to that.
That's my favorite.
Wait, I thought you gave me the Podfather and you were the Gothfather.
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
That Hannah likes my nickname, Jacob.
Well, I thought you were the GOAT.
We've already established last week that she's in charge, and she just said, I'm the Podfather,
right.
So you're out.
Brad, let me rephrase what I said.
Yes, Brad, Chief. Yes, Chief.
You're the GOAT. Jacob. You are the Podfather.
So, MTD suggested last week we wear the same clothes. And you know what? I'm rocking my Bryce Young jersey.
Yeah. Nailed it. Pulled it straight out the dirty clothes basket.
It's like, I got to put this shirt on again just to make sure we make it, right?
We do our best to keep our cast members happy.
That's true.
We do. Also, Hannah, I want to say I like the fact that you changed our group chat to our podcast logo. I do like that a lot.
Me too. It helps me easier
awesome.
Find it more easily because we had so many previous
oh movie my gosh.
Torture chats. I'm like, which one is which? I don't know. I don't want to check the wrong one because it'll be awkward.
Gary's like, are we recording? No, you're not, Gary.
Or when you're trying to do a surprise for someone and you text it to the group chat instead of just Brad.
That was funny.
It was funny.
Young to be doing that.
Huh?
What are we talking about?
When we were doing Hannah's special month, I was like, oh, Brad, I really want to do this. It'd be fun. But I texted it to the group chat to Hannah.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's funny.
You're like, well, there goes the surprise.
Okay, I was like, hey, there you go.
I think I heard from thousands of people they love the Hannah month. Just saying.
Wow, thousands.
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 That's it?
Most of them's in my head, but, you know.
Oh, all the voices.
I loved that you said thousands, and Hale's like, that's it? Come on. Give me more.
She's like, only thousands? How are you not talking millions?
I need to talk to our marketing team. Clearly, there's some issues.
You promised me millions.
You promised me a platform. Exposure.
Hannah only guaranteed, she only said she would come on our show if we gave her the platform and she became the star. And then she big timed us. She has it out in her contract. If any other podcast wants her, she can leave immediately.
The escape clause.
She calls it the escape clause. Isn't that the title of the Santa Claus 3, the escape clause?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Or two. I think it's two. No, it is three. It is three.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. It's three.
We do not have escape clauses here. We're all...
We have trap clauses here where you're just stuck. Literally. There's no way out.
We're trapped. We just have to keep watching garbage.
They told us if we just keep watching bad movies, they might release us. Oh my gosh. Jacob, Explorers. MTD.
Explorers.
What was the budget for Explorers?
Are we getting a synopsis? Are we still doing that?
Yeah, we should.
We can. Be. Hannah, why don't you give a synopsis?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You should be prepared.
My job title is...
It's synopsis.
No. No, it's the other thing. It's the trivia. Fun facts.
Oh, my. $25 million in 85. What would that be today? That has to be $70 million, right?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
What did they spend that on?
Well, they flew them to outer space. That's expensive.
Jacob, they didn't live.
They hired real aliens.
Yeah. Go on, okay. That is a good question, though. I mean, that Tilt-A-World was probably a little expensive.
Oh, my gosh. The ride, the...
That's true.
Grossed $9 million.
Oh, I think Brad's cutting out.
No, I'm not.
He was right,
out.
Though.
I'm right here.
It is can about $75 million in today's money.
That's insane.
Wow. That's... my gosh.
And it grossed $9.87 million. It made no money.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bomb.
I like how Brad's face froze. It's like he's taking a glamour shot.
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
Oh no, it's changed.
Yes. Well, he's not in it, but you are just hold on. You are cracking up.
I'm crying because it looked like he was trying to pose for his model shoot.
His face was hilarious. Okay, well, while Brad's coming back on, so basically what happens in this movie is there are some children, and they start having space dreams, and then they get the idea that they need to go to space, and somehow they all act like they are 47-year-old men in 11-year-old bodies. They're mad geniuses. They're scientists. They start drinking beer. They're falling asleep in class because they're staying up all night building a rocket sort of thing.
Yep.
They go to space. They meet the aliens. The aliens try to brainwash them into having children with them and thinking that the aliens are good and we need to be friends. And then even their girlfriend back home is having fever dreams. And then it's basically all just a big fever dream. And also brainwashing to try to... prepare us for what is to come when the aliens come.
Brad, when you froze, your face froze like you were prepared for your glamour shot to start your monoclonal. It was just like that. It was hilarious. We tried to get a picture, but you finally fell off and we couldn't get it.
I was watching you. I was talking back to you guys, and y'all were like, look at Brad. His face was like a glamour shot. And I'm like, I'm moving around. I'm like, I'm right here. I felt like one of those ghosts in a movie where you can't see, they can't see you, and I'm like, I'm right here! If only Brad could see it, I do see it!
I'm glad we didn't say anything bad about you.
I know, oh my god. Brad's such a loser!
I tried to get a picture of it, but then you left right as soon as I took the picture.
Oh my gosh. No,
is Jacob cracking up?
Is MTD still in the chat?
He gave us the budget.
Oh, he says I'm here. Okay. I can't see any of the old chat. I can just see the new chat.
Oh.
All I see is I'm here. So.
Well, I gave a great minute synopsis. Good.
I'm glad I missed it. I'm glad I missed it.
I hate doing that last minute.
You love when I put you on the spot. Like, okay, you can.
A great line right out of this movie that I loved is when he immediately at 3 a.m. is getting on this walkie-talkie, waking up Wolfgang. And it's like, I had a dream. Wolfgang's like, I had a dream once I was naked in school. I had to hide in the bathroom. It was terrible.
Wolfgang, one of the coolest names we've had on here.
It is a pretty sweet name.
It's giving Little Rascals. I don't know why. I could just definitely see one of them having that name.
Jacob, we should get walkie-talkies and just talk to each other.
We should.
Like, you're across town. I can just be like, Godfather, hey, I just had an idea. Why don't we?
It's Podfather.
Oh, Podfather. Podfather. I said Pod. Podfather. Why don't we have Hannah do trivia?
You already failed, because if we have walkie-talkies, we have to bring it right back to Saving Silverman, where I'll be like, Brad, you there? Hey, you don't have to do that every time.
Moving up.
You would definitely get put in the doghouse, Brad.
Kristen?
You're in walkie-talkies.
I can't.
It's 2 in the morning. Brad's asleep. The walkie-talkies in bedroom. I'm like, Brad.
Brad, wake up, man. Wake up. I need you to wake up right now.
The amount of anger that I feel behalf of this
I have a new idea. We can sit loose. We can do this. Over out.
I'll be throwing hands and lamps at you.
It's 3 a.m. I know I just talked to you an hour ago, but I'm thinking, Kevin Bacon Hollow Man, what do you think? Over. I go to work.
What happened? Then at 3:15, I hear a knock on my door, and it's Brad with his pillow.
I go to work. I'm in a meeting. Brad, can you hear how ugly that chick was in a meeting?
But one of the times he forgets to say over, so it goes out and makes a sound, but then he has to come back in.
Yeah, he goes, okay. Wait, I didn't say over. So I carry my phone on one side of my holster, and on the other holster is just my walkie talkie. I'm like a cowboy with two connectors.
Why do you have a holster?
I gotta hold my phone.
Big enough for one of us.
You know the old man holster? You know the old man that keeps it on his like hooks it in?
Yeah.
I have one for my walkie and one for my phone.
Oh, you would look like such a homeschooler.
Kristen's like, can't Jacob just call you? And I'm like, I think it's easier for him just to go.
No. They'd be like, Brad, call me.
Stay on Instagram Reels right now, Brad. Wake up.
This is wild.
There you go. He'll have really fun. Like, do you think Young Guns 3 should really happen? Over. Just a word. Oh my gosh. We should definitely get walkies. Walkie talkies are.
Brad just picked up a half loaf.
Rest in peace to the first lady.
Brad. I went fingers and I crapped myself, Brad. Over.
I don't crap myself.
Hannah, this is not about you. Don't make it all about you, okay?
What's up every episode?
Could you imagine if Ashley had a mic?
Mossy, mossy!
She just
like, where'd that come from? Fire that walkie-talkie.
Does Ashley, who hosts Locks of Laughs on the Hopecast Network and is a very good friend of ours, does she listen to movie torture?
No.
Oh, no.
We should.
No.
He said, I hope not. We should put a code in here just to see if she listens.
Mm. We just did this last 30 minutes here.
Muzzle, muzzle! We'll see. I don't think she listens. Let's think about, okay, does Gary listen, send her a walk? Does Gary listen to the show?
No.
No.
Does,
he probably doesn't even remember that we exist.
Probably not. Does Kara listen to the show?
No.
No. Does Tanya Haddix in prison listen to our show?
No.
Hard pass.
Does Roger listen to our show?
Maybe.
I don't think he listens consistently. He might drop in every now and then, maybe, but that's a hard maybe. And it's definitely not every episode.
Does Jonathan listen to our show?
No.
I think he listens more than anyone.
Brad's going to get a lot of phone calls after this episode drops.
I could see him listening.
Jonathan, if you're listening, send a foot emoji to the group chat.
Oh my gosh. It looks like Hannah first. Okay. Does Troy listen to our show?
Oh, he sure does.
You think so? I don't think he does.
He listens with you and me muted.
That would be...
Hannah's gonna get in the mail tomorrow. Hannah's gonna get an Amazon package, and she's like, "What is this?" And it's gonna be, "It's a remote. It's a walkie-talkie for Troy."
Straight in the fire.
It's a plastic foot because she said send the foot emoji.
Oh my gosh, it's probably his foot.
No, he'd probably send an actual picture of his foot.
Does Blumhouse Trent listen to this show?
Wait.
No.
Maybe. Who sent the message?
Oh, that's the Bearded Brent. He has a YouTube show where he games. It's Bearded Brent. Bearded Brent, share a link on where we can see you game.
What's the play?
We're going to see. He's going to share it. He's going to share his link. That. It's Bearded Brent. It's Bearded Brent. But...
Bearded so Brent, basically, are you a half loaf?
Is that Max? No, that's not Max. That's Brent. He's a friend of mine. It's a real life breathing human being who needs a walkie talkie.
We have friends, Brad.
Brent, wake up. Brent, I think we're calling for rain tomorrow, Brent. Over.
I'm going to start doing walkies all the time, huh?
We have effectively now gone 17 minutes and have not talked about this movie.
Are we going to set the record? What if the joke was on the listeners and we never got to Explorers? We're like, what? That was Explorers? It's a movie called Hannah. Just click on my name, he says. Oh, he just says click on my name.
It doesn't do anything.
I can't see it. It doesn't do anything.
Don't do it. You're going to get Rickrolled.
She knows me.
Wait, Brett from...
Yeah, he's Brent. Yeah, he's Brent.
Are you messing with me?
No, he drops by every now and then to say hey to us.
Oh, that's cool. Hi, Brent.
He gives us the Bearded Brent moment. So, anyway, back to Explorers. We have River Phoenix before he decided to start doing drugs and die on a corner. And we have Ethan Hawke, which I was watching Ethan Hawke. I had to look. When did Reality Bites come out?
I don't know what that is.
I feel like I just froze with my finger right here. When did Reality Bites come out?
Still there?
Yeah.
Bueller.
Bueller. I just remember we were talking about this movie off air, listeners, about a guy who decides he's got to be Jamaican, a white guy. And I figured out what the name of it, I was calling it Jaffican, but it's really Jafakin. That's what I realized.
1994.
Okay. So in nine years, he grew up to be that guy. Like, wow. He got tall. I mean, he was in Reality Bites. He was full on Ethan Hawke by Reality Bites. But in this movie, he was a young kid. He looked so young in this movie.
He did look very young.
Yeah, and these kids, they don't even, and for one, the girl, his dream girl, her second appearance on the show, by the way, because she has been on, she was the star of Roger and I did the episode with Patrick Dempsey. Oh, what's it called? From 1987. It was a good movie. Can't Buy Me Love. Can't Buy Me Love. Okay. She's the girl in Can't Buy Me Love who did like a, you know, like, I think she was like scarred because she did like nude scenes or something early on in her career.
What year was that movie done?
87.
Oh. Okay.
But I think she did like nude scenes as a 17-year-old or something. I don't know. But anyway, it scarred her. I think she got on drugs. I think she died of a drug overdose. This was before Can't Buy Me Love. So I kept watching it going, I've seen that girl before. Where have I seen her at? Then I looked it up and I was like, oh, Can't Buy Me Love. That was a good episode. Listeners, you can go back to, I think, September of 2023 when we recorded that episode.
Way back in the archives.
Yeah, that's way back in the archives. You won't hear Hannah and you won't hear Jacob, but you'll hear me.
What a sad
worth listening to.
And you'll hear Roger, who we think listens only part-time to movie torture.
Maybe.
We've had a big cast on this show, and we can't say any of them listen. I mean, I think that's kind of sad.
They're lost. I don't know what to say about that.
Why wouldn't they want to listen to this? I keep watching. Like,
it's heartbreaking for them that they're no longer apart, and they can't take the heartbreak, I'm sure.
I keep watching, like, people are tuning in. I can see how many viewers we have at a time. And we had, this is going to make it sound bad, but we had four a minute ago watching, because we don't announce that we're going to be recording. So I don't expect to have a ton. But now we're back down to one. So I feel like we're getting four, and then they're just logging off. So
that's because they logged on and they're like, oh, we're going to hear about Explorers. Wait, we've been here 16 minutes and we're out.
Yeah. I feel like these boys are way more into aliens in outer space than chicks.
Well, they are, but he also likes the girl. But
he does, but when he goes over to Wolfgang's house, what a weird family, man. They are such a weird family.
That line was great, though, when he brings he's getting beat up by the bullies, and then the kind of like outsider kid saves him, and he brings him over, and he's like, you're going to think these people are weird, so don't worry about it. They're going into Wolfgang's house. He's like, yeah, you're going to think these people are weird.
Oh, they're so weird, man. They're so weird.
The dad's running around just hosing down the house in bug spray and bug repellent. And he's wearing a mask and no one else is.
Yeah, he's killing his family. I think this is like an early episode of Dateline. I'm going to slowly poison my family.
It's terrible.
I've had way too many kids.
Would you want a mouse that spoke, though? They trained the mouse to talk.
No.
No.
And it was, what?
No. Mice in general, just not really a fan. Typically scurrying places they shouldn't be scurrying.
I watched an Instagram reel, and it said this woman bought a cat to get rid of a mouse problem. And the cat, she was sleeping on the bed, and the cat brings the live mouse and puts it in her mouth.
That's pretty, yeah. Because their mouth,
that's why
the
you
cat
just
is,
don't have cats.
The cat is proud, so it's showing what it did.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I don't want to eat a mouse. That's the I like how MTD said their loss. He's right, and MTD's right. It is their loss. Yeah, I don't know. But Wolfgang wears quite possibly the dorkiest glasses I've ever seen anyone wear.
Yeah.
He is like an early Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow.
The Explorers 2, Wolfgang brings Ethan Hawke back to his apartment, and he hooks up with him and then kills him.
He was a child.
He looked like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Hannah. No, he did not.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a classic kid from the 80s.
That was
That's Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
My glasses look kind of like that.
No. No, they don't.
You look like Justine Dahmer.
Look, Hannah. That's a little Wolfgang right there.
No.
Yeah. Where is his glasses at? Can you buy his glasses? Okay. Would you, if I said, I'm giving you Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses, would you take them?
If I took them, I would, throw them in the fire.
MTD. He did have those glasses.
What you wore back then.
Hmm?
It was the style back then.
Yeah, that's just what you did.
He did have those really creepy pedo glasses. Would you take them, though? MTD, would you take Dahmer's glasses, and would you tell people you own the glasses of Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, I would burn them.
He said yes. You'd probably try to sell them, right? When do you think you could sell his glasses? Well, there's always a weird museum that would want to buy the glasses.
There's psychopaths that are willing to buy personal artifacts from serial killers. That's more what I'd be worried about.
Whoa. Hold on a second. Jacob, did the first lady just call MTD a psychopath? I think she said they're psychopaths who want to buy serial killer things and then sell them.
I said there are psychopaths.
MTD, he didn't say he'd buy them. You asked if you were given the glasses, would you take them? Big difference.
MTD, if I offered you Ted Bundy's Volkswagen Bug for $10, would you give me $10 for his Volkswagen Bug?
Yeah, it's a car.
I would do that just because I want a Volkswagen Bug, not because of who owns it.
No, but this bug had a seat in the front that he laid down so he could murder people in it.
Well, it's a murder car. It's a seat that I can lay down to take naps in. So,
wait a second. We've had this discussion before, Hannah. You would drive around in a murder car. You would ride in a murder car. I think you said last time, no way you're buying a house that had a murder in it. Am I wrong, MTD? She did say that.
I could have said that.
But you would drive a car that had murders in it?
Look, put some anointing oil on that thing and we're good to go.
Wait, Hannah, you've changed. Because I was like, would you move into a house that it had a murder in it? And you're like, ooh, no, I would never move into a house that had a murder in it. And I was like, I need to call my realtor friend to ask about do values go down.
Here's the thing. I don't remember how long ago I said that. Here's my stance now.
Probably a year.
That's a long time.
Probably 18 months.
I wouldn't seek something out to buy it only because it was involved in a murder. I'm not going to go seek out a house and be like, I only want to buy one if there's been a murder in it. That's weird.
That is
weird.
But
if there was a house and I really loved the house and the location, I feel like that was the next best move. And then I also found out, hey, there's been a murder here. Well, that's a discounted house for me. So... That was exactly. I was younger.
She's matured.
Less mature. Back when I was 26.
So if I was murdered wearing my podcast headphones right now, would you want my headphones?
No.
Why would I want your headphones, though?
Just as a way to remember me by.
No. I can buy merch from the website if I want to.
You can go back and watch our videos. Oh, there he is.
I have a folder in my phone of videos from when you were my boss.
So. Oh my gosh. Only if she can have the hat also.
But it'd probably have blood splattered on it. I don't want that.
I mean, what am I taking, a headshot?
Oh no, you didn't say how you died.
Sacrificial goat.
They just like stabbed me in the heart.
Can you guarantee that no blood got on anything?
No blood's on the hat. But it is
that hat a lot though. It's probably sweaty.
I don't wear this hat a lot, Jacob. I only wear it to record pods in. Because Kristen won't allow me to wear it in town. She said I look too cocky.
That's fair. Because I've only seen him wear it podcasting at church like 12 times. He wears it to the grocery store.
I preach in it.
You have worn it to the toilet, so that's a no for me.
I don't think I have. I think I take. I'm a hat off guy on the toilet.
I think somebody it was too much of an emergency.
You're about to drop a number two real bad, and it's about to just come out. You're like, hold on, let me take my hat off first.
Hold on.
And I don't think you stopped to say, wait, let me remove the hat. Okay, keep running.
I'm a hat off guy in the toilet. That's me.
Why is that a thought?
You brought up that I wear a hat when I go to take a dump. And I'm like, what?
I'm saying you've done it in that one because you had to poop on the pod. So that would be a funny podcast.
I wasn't wearing this hat then, though. Jacob got me this hat when I moved into my house.
I
did.
I was like a picture. Next time I'm going to Brad's house, I'm looking in his bathroom because I bet he's got a hat hook right next to the toilet so he can take his hat off and hang it.
I hang it on the towel hook. I'm like,
you can reach that.
Hannah, you wore yours to the bathroom. What'd she say?
What? She goes, he can actually reach that.
Oh my gosh, you're brutal. I'm glad I didn't hear that. I have a step stool, Hannah. I use a step stool to reach the towel hook.
That's funny.
I get on the toilet.
Then I hop off the stool and get on the stool. I hop off the stool and drop stool. That's the move.
Oh my goodness.
We've all wore hats to the toilet, Hannah. I don't see why that should take the value off with a hat.
I'm just saying I wouldn't buy it. That's all.
Even if I said to Hannah, the first lady of movie torture, and then I get then murdered.
Then right on the bridge of it where he always touches it to put it on is like a poop stain.
But I'm not washing my hands now. I'm wiping with my hands at this point. Come on, Jacob. Jacob, I'm out of toilet paper. Wake up.
We got an emergency. I need a roll.
We got a brown emergency. I need a roll. Over.
Code brown.
Code brown. Oh my gosh.
Code brown is
nasty. Yeah. Well, you brought that up, Hannah. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying I wouldn't buy your hat. That's all I'm saying.
Jacob, would you want my hat if I got murdered right now?
I mean, not after we talked about having doo-doo all over it.
There's no doo-doo on my hat. It's like
that we can see.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Back to this movie. So they create a spaceship out of an amusement park ride.
Well, first... they come up with this circuit board off of a dream that they color on a piece of paper that all of a sudden makes this flying sphere and globe.
That's like that's hard and that destroys things as it's moving throughout the room.
Yes.
And also it's completely airtight and no inertia in the air, so you don't feel force as you're flying through the air.
Well, yeah. I kept thinking, if Jacob and I and you created a spaceship in the woods, mm-hmm. we got in it and we started to lift up, we're dying, right? Like, it's over.
We're not even lifting up. I mean, we're not that smart.
We made the circuit board.
But I think we're dying.
I do love how they go straight teenage boy with it. Like, they just unlock this like massive technology. And the one boy's like, we can fly over the girl's locker room with this. And the other guy's like, let me go creep on my girlfriend.
Spy on his lady friend.
I mean, that is what boys would do. 100%. If they didn't, it would be weird.
That's why I keep my blinds closed at night.
So we can't see in.
For nerds making
floating bubbles. Anyways, the window's too high.
Oh my gosh. He can put a ladder up to your window.
I'll stick my dogs on him.
Oh my gosh. So they make this. They go into space. They come back down.
Wait, did I miss something? Just in the air.
Yeah, just the air, not space. And they go through a drive-in.
Which was hilarious.
Might be my favorite part of the whole movie, honestly. There's a guy trying to make out, and this happens.
That one, they build a pretty sweet ship out of a tilt-a-whirl. That thing was pretty amazing.
They did. And it was funny because the movie that was playing was also a space movie. So
it was.
Their craft kind of looked like it fit in, but it also looked
as weird. they're flying in front of the screen.
You guys, like, that's totally fake.
It's totally fake. Yeah. So they park it back. It goes back to its home base, right?
But they get found out.
My confusion is the helicopter guy finds out.
Mm-hmm.
What is he in this movie for? Because it's weird how he just disappears and we never see him again.
Well, the whole thing was because when he was a kid, he was having these same dreams. So he was getting sent these dreams, but never did anything about it to where these kids did. That's why when they take off, when he's about to bust them, he's not trying to bust them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's proud of them. And he's like, good luck to you, because they're getting to do what he wanted to do.
You took that. See, I didn't get that from that.
He said it.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed it.
He started having the dreams again.
Yes, he tells the other helicopter pilot that he started having these dreams again.
And he smiled as they flew off into the sky.
Yeah.
See, I was telling Jacob, it would have been cool if that was one of the boys from the future.
That would have been cool.
Like, a time travel brought him back. The space time continuum brought him back. And it circled, and he got to see himself as a kid.
Hmm.
And he gave them advice on what to do without telling them that.
What would be more horrifying, you as an adult seeing your kid self, or you as a kid seeing what you turned out to look like as an adult?
The kid.
Oh, I'd rather see the kid version over my adult version, because I'd be like, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to be 6'9 and built. I'm 5'7 and fat, 5'6 and fat. Like, I would be so depressed. I would cry in my bed.
Brad sees his adult self and offs himself. He's like, I can't do it.
Gosh, Jacob, this just got dark.
Hey.
And then Hannah comes in and says, I'll buy the hat as long as he didn't take a bump in it. And then Kristen's like, he takes his hat off before he poops, I promise.
And the hook that he used.
Speak of the hook.
She would too. Ew. She would so much.
But I heard when you die, you crap yourself. So there is that. So even if I was wearing the hat.
All the time.
Most of the time. So anyway.
They get to fly to space, and the ship brings them in.
Yes, they get to fly to space, and the ship brings them in. And where are we at on this? Oh, so they get this. We get on the boat, on the ship, mm-hmm. And these are the weirdest aliens I've ever seen in my life.
They're amazing. They're teenagers.
No.
You think they're amazing?
The very first aliens were not even aliens. They were just robots. The second aliens, one of them was trying to flirt with the boy and make babies with him.
Was. She was a molester, right? Because she was like way older.
Nah. This movie being in the 80s is a little crazy.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want Max having an older woman trying to hit on him.
No, she is a teenager. They're supposed to be like their age, but they're just a teenager. Aliens.
Still older than him, but
really weird. Mm-hmm. But Hannah, this is the This is the third episode where Mr. Ed has been referenced in a movie.
Yes, she started singing the song. I was like, what?
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Okay, I'm trying to remember our Mr. Ed references. We saw Mr. Ed in The Heavenly Kid because the dad was watching Mr. Ed on TV.
Yeah.
Yep.
We talked about Mr. Ed, and he was referenced in Hot to Trot.
Yep.
And now, Mr. I feel like there's four episodes, because, and then in this one, there's Mr. Ed. Okay, I'm going to look. Y'all keep talking, because it was the episode before we recorded Heavenly Kid. So I'm looking. Hold on.
I remember you singing the song, because you're like, you don't know this song? And you sang it. I was like, what is that? So now whenever I hear it, I always hear you singing it, Brad.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Really unfortunate course. For me, but...
Or the horse, of course. And
the amazing mystery.
It is a great song.
Because he only talks in movie quotes, and they were so funny.
They were. I love how Ethan Hawke...
I'd never heard of the show. So when Brad first referenced it, I was like, what are you talking about? So that's why he sang me the song.
You know, I think it was an episode... You were on, I think we talked about Mr. Ed on the movie The Stepfather with Blumhouse Trent, because we must have recorded that close to Heavenly Kid, because I was like, this is the second straight movie that we've talked about Mr. Ed. So he's been on here four times. I'm going to look, Mr. Ed.
That's wild. He's been on the he's been on the podcast more than I think even... some of our previous cast members.
I'm pretty sure. Yes. Yeah, okay. The character Jerry Blake in Stepfather watches Mr. Ed in the 1987 film. So we had four times we've talked about Mr. Ed. And again, I'll say it. I've said it before. I used to love watching Mr. Ed with my dad on Sunday nights after church on Nick at Night. So I'm a Mr. Ed guy. I could go upstairs right now. We could turn on Mr. Ed, and I would watch it and laugh. MTD, we should watch an episode of Mr. Ed just to see if we can make it through it. He says, why don't we? You know what? Let's do it. We're doing it. I got to go, guys. I'm going to go watch Mr. Ed. Jacob, Mr. Ed time. Over. Kirsten would shoot the walkie. So they get up there, they're hanging out, and it's so annoying. I feel like the final act of this movie is garbage.
The what?
What's the final act?
Well, I mean, I don't like... I'll share my opinion in a second, but I don't like the final act of this movie. It's just weird to me. I don't understand. I don't get it. It's not great. I don't know.
I love that Ethan Hawke is so disappointed. Like, they get to space, they meet aliens. He's like, this is it? This is what we get to see?
Yeah. We put so disappointed. We put this up, and this is what we get. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about Explorers, Jacob? It was good to see River Phoenix. This is before Stand By Me.
Yep.
So... it was good to see him. Sad that he's dead. I'd like to see what he would have become.
Well, the dad shows up and yells at the aliens. That's funny.
Yeah, that is. I watched this movie on 1.5 speed, almost 2 if I could. It was so hard. Yeah, You have any bad reviews for this movie, Jacob? But before we do that, it's a trivia minute with Hannah.
All right. So there were a couple of deleted scenes from this movie. One. It was included a bully's revenge kind of subplot where the kids use alien tech to make the bully's clothes vanish as humorous payback.
Oh.
But it did not make the final cut. A more dramatic alternate ending that was proposed had the boys stranded on another planet, but it was ultimately scrapped for being tonally misaligned with the rest of the film. And then they say that the reason this film flopped is because the editing was rushed because Paramount was pushing them to release it so that they could capitalize on summer box office, blah, blah, blah. So because the editing was rushed, it was not the way that they wanted it to be. And so they attribute the bombing to that.
How long was the movie originally supposed to be, Hannah? I know the answer to this.
Oh, go ahead then. I don't know.
3 hours and 15 minutes.
Good night.
Supposed to be 3 hours?
The director had a great 3 hour cut. The studio came in and said, nah, you got to cut this down.
That's insane.
If you told me I had to watch 3.5 hours of The Explorers, hey man, just kill me now. Like, it sounds horrible.
I might
quit
consider
the pod.
Watching Boys and Girls.
We're going to get to that. Jacob, any good reviews?
Bad reviews?
Or bad reviews. I do that every time.
It's like it's our new stick on this show. It's just... we got... starts off well with a great cast, but halfway through, it gets boring to the end. Another one says, an almost great movie until it gets weird. Well, weirder and goofy, too. The kids were good, as was the story, but mostly before it added aliens. And that's pretty much all the reviews. It's basically what you said. They're all complaining about the third act in the aliens.
Scott Redman gives it 5 stars from April 21st, 2025.
No. Hey.
Childhood favorite, he wrote. 2024 of April, John M. wrote, underrated classic, Tenderness. This movie finally... from my childhood, brought it and still enjoyed it. Great humor, great for the whole family. Hal Cray wrote in 2024, is this a good movie? Probably not. But what it is a favorite of mine from childhood. Why do people write reviews 40 years after the movie? I don't understand that.
They just want to be heard.
I went to studios, like, we need to get some reviews out and... This is funny. This is from 2004. A must for any sci-fi or space enthusiast. Explorers is a must for all true science fiction film collectors.
True science fiction fan collect? No.
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 Hannah, movie torture, movie goal.
This is movie torture. I had slight hope because the kids kind of were giving Little Rascal vibes. It was kind of that nostalgic 80s family-friendly film kind of feel. So I was like, maybe. Maybe. But no, I watched this on 2X speed and it still couldn't end fast enough.
Gosh, on 2X, you can't even understand them, man. They're like...
that's what the aliens sounded like anyways. So,
yeah, true.
it was terrible.
Hannah, last week I cringed when you gave Loser a movie gold. And I feel like that crown is going to Jacob tonight for Explorers. Jacob, movie torture, movie gold.
This movie is absolutely gold. I would watch this again right now. It was so good. I love this movie. I love it. It's a great movie. You're so wrong.
No way. No.
I love this movie.
Why?
It's so good. It's hilarious.
No.
Jacob.
An hour and 45 minutes. They could have made this movie an right hour now, again. And 15. And it Jacob, would have communicated the same thing.
Listeners, Jacob is on crack cocaine right now. I'm kidding. He's not.
Jacob is unwell.
He is not well.
Take him to the mental hospital.
This is movie torture. Like waterboarded movie torture. I would watch Boys and Girls over this. I would watch Loser over this one.
Loser was funny.
No, it wasn't. You're a loser for thinking Loser's good. The only loser is me because I paid to see it in the theaters. This movie was not good. It was
great.
Stupid.
You're right.
It was stupid.
It was great.
I read someone say this is better than E.T. There is no way this movie's better than E.T.
I would not say that. No, I would not say that.
This movie's not better than Mac and Me.
Mac and Me is amazing. That's a great movie.
Okay. It's not. This movie sucks so bad.
When the kid falls off the cliff with the wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, ah!
This movie's terrible.
Good enough for me.
This movie, yeah. Even Max was like, "Dad, this movie sucks," and I'm like, "Yeah, it does." I felt bad. I felt like I was abusing my child, making him watch it with me because he was just sitting there. And I was like, he fell asleep. He's like, "I'm done. I'm just going to sleep." And Kristen's like, "He never naps, Brian." I'm like, "Yeah, but we turn on Explorers. He goes straight down." Yeah, this movie was just straight ridiculous. It was stupid. I never want to watch it again. Jacob, don't make us do this again. Don't make us do it.
Tyler, come over and watch Explorers.
Bro, I just had a dream. I dreamed out what I saw. I'll show you in a moment. I forgot to. So I'm like, okay?
I'm trying to sleep, Brad.
Kristen, don't be mad. Over.
He would be trying to appease her through the
walking. Oh. Well, hey. Next week, we kick off my favorite month of the year, Hannah. And it's Hannah's least favorite.
Hate it.
We kick it off, and I'm looking at what movie we're going to be tackling next week. Let me get to it, because I have our schedule here. Listeners, next week, we are watching the 1998 film, The Faculty. I'm excited about this movie. Yes, Hannah, I saw this in the theaters. It has Josh Hartnett back again for another episode. And Jacob, I want to say, we talk about what are the best movies of the year so far, and we're always like, man, it all sucks. Josh Hartnett's Fight or Flight, one of my favorite movies of the year. Underrated.
It was decent.
It was decent. Yeah. It wasn't great, but it was decent. Yes, we've got The Faculty, which is a science fiction movie. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Basically, that's what it is for teenagers. They all become aliens in the high school. Hannah, you like it. There's no way you'll get scared to this movie.
What's the rating?
Hmm?
What's the rating?
I think PG-13.
No, I think it's probably R-rated. It's probably R-rated.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a Kevin. I know Kevin...
They build a spaceship out of a tilt-a-world.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, the guy wears Jeffrey Dahmer glasses at the beginning. No, this is like Scream for science fiction. Like, it's made by the guy who wrote Scream. So this is back when, yeah. You'll like it. It's a good movie, Hannah. This is a good...
I don't think... I'm just going to go out on a limb and say like I'm it. Not going to like it.
Hannah liked Cursed, so she'll definitely like this one. Wait, it's made by the guy who made Cursed.
That was not...
Hannah loves Scream 3 too, so there is that.
No.
Yeah.
Those were both terrible.
Well, you know, Hannah's least favorite month is October, but we get a lot of listeners in October because they love when we do scary movies. So we're going to give the listeners what they want.
Jesus.
Anyway, for the First Lady, for Jacob, my name is Brad, and for Movie Tortured Dad, MTD in the house as always. He is here in Minnesota. I'm going to go see him in a little bit, and we're going to watch Mr. Ed. I'll catch you later.